You're listening to Her Side Hustle, the podcast that teaches women how to build their business while working a 9-to-5. Each week, we'll hear the stories of female entrepreneurs on how they turn their side hustle dreams into a reality. I'm your host, Rachel Burke, and this is Her Side Hustle. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Her Side Hustle. I am so excited. You guys, you have no idea. I'm honored to have you here. My name is Rachel Burke, and I am your host, here to tell each and every single one of you to keep going. The purpose of today's episode is just to spend a little bit of time kind of introducing myself, telling you guys about my why, and my story and my background for this podcast. But I did have a few questions that I wanted to ask you guys before we get into all of that. Do you find yourself sitting behind a computer, working away at a job in a role that leaves you unfulfilled and uninspired? Do you dream of starting your own business, but you're terrified of leaving your secure 9-to-5 job? Do you spend your days thinking about what it would be like to own your own company, you know, be your own boss, set your own schedule, work from anywhere you want, turn your passion into profits, but you just have absolutely no idea really how to turn this dream into a reality? Do you already have a side hustle, but maybe you need just a little bit of inspiration and some guidance and some motivation to really launch that sucker into a full-time thing? If any of these resonate with you, you have definitely come to the right place. Her Side Hustle is on a mission to help more women build a life and a business they can be proud of. And we're here to help all sorts of women, no matter what stage of their journey they are on. Each week, we're going to be chatting with female hustlers, hearing their stories, hearing their why, hearing their ups and downs of their journey to create their own business, in hopes of inspiring each and every single one of you to take that leap and becoming your own boss. Because we, as women, we are unstoppable. We can do whatever we want, and life is just way too short and precious to not love what you do. So before I dive into all of the exciting interviews that we have and upcoming interviews, like I said, I just want to give you guys a little bit of background on myself, talk to you about who I am and my why. So let's just go ahead and dive on in. I'm 28 years old. I grew up in Laurel, Maryland, and lived in Maryland my entire life. I'm extremely close with my family. I've got 4 siblings, 2 step-siblings, and a whole lot of cousins and aunts and uncles. And I met Brian, my husband, when I was 15 years old. We're high school sweethearts, and we've been together ever since. We got married in May of 2019, so two Mays ago, we got married, and it was after 11 years of dating. And one day shortly after our wedding, we were chatting, and we decided to move to San Diego. It was honestly such a random and spontaneous decision. But the reason for our move was because we knew we weren't quite ready for our kids, and knew if we were ever going to go on an adventure and travel and explore the world, the time was definitely now. So we put our house on the market. We went on our honeymoon to Italy for 2 weeks, which was amazing, by the way. We came back, we quickly packed up our house, and we were on our way driving across the country. So that was last October that we moved to San Diego. And I will say that the road has definitely not been easy. My grandma passed away this past February, shortly after we moved to San Diego. And I was constantly flying back and forth when she was sick at the beginning of the year. I spent my birthday at her funeral. You know, I'm obviously homesick a lot. I am so close with my friends and family. So it definitely has been hard for me. And on top of the typical struggles of moving to a new city, shortly after we moved here, COVID hit, which I know is extremely, you know, poor timing. So my husband and I, you know, we're in a new city where we don't know anybody. We're working from home. We're never leaving the house because COVID is so new and, you know, no one knows what to expect. And so we're a little bit afraid. So needless to say, I have a ton of time on my hands. And I, you know, this year has definitely had some boring moments in my house. And I found myself constantly obsessing over the idea of financial freedom and becoming my own boss. COVID has really made me pause and reflect on how precious life is and that nothing is guaranteed. You know, coming to this realization has been a little surprising, though, to be honest, because I have always been somebody who wants to, you know, work at the best companies and make a ton of money and blah, blah, blah. For example, when I was 8, I had $800 saved in my piggy bank because I just loved having money. So instead of spending it on all sorts of toys and candy, I just kept it in my piggy bank. I graduated from the University of Maryland with a degree in accounting because I knew accounting was a very wise career path, even though I hated my accounting classes. They were honestly, accounting and finance were my least favorite classes. And of course, that's what I majored in, which makes absolutely no sense. I interned every single summer in college, even though I hated all of my internships. When I graduated, I worked at a big four accounting firm, which if you guys don't know what it is, there's basically four huge accounting firms that are basically the most successful or the biggest accounting firms in the world, actually. And I worked at one of them. Again, absolutely hated working there. And I honestly currently have a really great job now at a huge software company with great benefits, a really great salary. My day-to-day is honestly pretty relaxed. It's a great job, and it's definitely, you know, one that most people would be happy with, but I'm just so unhappy. Every day I wake up feeling unmotivated, I'm unfulfilled, I'm not passionate about my current role, and I just can't stop thinking about, you know, where I'll be in 20 years. And when I think about it, I cringe at the idea of working for a large corporation, you know, being stuck in an office all day, having terrible commutes, you know, constant pressure to live up to the standards of your boss. I just hate the idea of it, you know, quite honestly. And I just do not want to be working for anybody else other than myself in the future. And honestly, I want to start having kids with my husband in a couple of years. And the older I get, the less and less I care about my career and money and all that. But I really care more about my family. And that's, you know, for me, my why for this podcast is my future children. I want to be so present in their lives. I really, really want to watch them grow and never miss a single moment with them. And looking back on my own life, my mom was exactly the type of mom that I want to be. So I thought it would be cool just to share a little bit of background on my mom and her history and her past, so you guys have a better understanding on where I'm coming from with this podcast. So to give you some background on my mom, she grew up wanting to become a doctor. She had plans to go to medical school, and you know, she really wanted to help people. She wanted to make a difference, and she just has such a large heart, and that was her plan, become a doctor. However, she actually ended up meeting my dad before she went to medical school, and really that changed everything. You know, at that point, she decided that she wanted to start a family, and that was more important to her than her career as a doctor. So she kind of ditched those dreams, and she married my dad, and they began our family. And now that her dreams for becoming, you know, a doctor were kind of thrown away, she needed to find a way to, you know, to make money, and she needed a new career path. So she sat down with my grandma, they brainstormed, and they came up with the idea to open up a daycare named Honey Bear Daycare. And so they decided to run the daycare out of my grandma's basement, and they got to work. You know, they networked, they held open houses, they were marketing, they were doing anything that they could to spread the word that, you know, this daycare is opening up and they needed children for it. And all of their hard work really paid off. The daycare became a huge success. It, you know, they ran it for, you know, 15 years or so. They had tons and tons of students. It was great. And this daycare wasn't your ordinary daycare. You know, we went on summer field trips every day. We played games. We played activities, all sorts of activities outside each day. You know, constant arts and crafts. We had a pool that we were always going in. It was just so much fun. It honestly felt like we were at a summer camp rather than actually at a daycare. But that summer camp was every single day throughout the year, not just for 1 week. And what's cool is, you know, my mom was not watching from the side. She was in that action with us. She was playing kickball with us. She was, you know, the goalie when we played soccer outside every night. She was in the pool with us. She was fully, you know, she acted like she was a kid with us. She would had a blast. And I loved that. It was so fun to have my mom, you know, with me every single day having fun. And honestly, I could go on and on about the incredible friendships that I made at the daycare, the memories that I made, but that would take me way too long to go through. But really my focus today and what I want to share is just the sacrifice that my mom made, you know, by giving up her dreams of becoming a doctor and instead opening up the daycare for us. And the reason why that she decided to open the daycare was because she wanted to be fully present in our lives, our meaning me and my siblings. And that's exactly what happened. Every memory that I have from my youth is at that daycare with her. My mom is in every single memory, every childhood memory that I have, my mom is right there with me. And I just had the most amazing, wonderful childhood. And me and my siblings were just so lucky that we had my mom. She's incredible. And I'm so, so thankful that she opened up that daycare, because it was just such an incredible experience. But As we got a little bit older, you know, I entered into elementary school. I still attended the daycare after school, but, you know, during the day, I was, of course, in elementary school. And, you know, my mom, she wanted to still remain as involved as possible. So she chaperoned every single field trip I went on. She was on our school board. She volunteered as much as possible. She tutored me and my friends after school when we had an upcoming quiz. She even held middle school dances for me and my sibling. She, you know, we didn't have dancers and she came up with the idea and she actually held a middle school dance for us. It was probably like once every month on a Friday or so, but she did that. She cared. She really wanted to be present. And not to mention outside of school, I mean, there was never a soccer game or an event that I had that she wasn't at. You know, she was committed and she was so supportive of each one of, you know, me and my four siblings. And really, like I said, her goal was just to be present. She wanted to be there throughout every stage of our life, and she really just did that. And as we got older, the area that Honey Bear Daycare was in was starting to go a little bit downhill. So she and my grandma ultimately decided to close the daycare, although it had an amazing 15 or so years. And unfortunately, at that same time where the daycare was closing, my dad actually left my mom, and I was going into my freshman year of high school. It was a really difficult time on my family, and my mom was absolutely devastated. Her world was turned upside down. Her husband was leaving her daycare that she worked so hard on was closing, and she had no money to support us kids. I mean, she didn't even have $100 in her name at this point. She was just devastated. She was broken inside. But really what's amazing is she never let it show. You know, we had no idea how rough it actually was. She remained so strong for all of us kids. And really she remained so strong because she didn't want us to worry. You know, I was a freshman in high school. The last thing that I needed to worry about was that we were broke and that my mom didn't have a job anymore and that my dad was gone, on top of the typical worries of a freshman girl. So anyways, she needed to make some money. You know, she had four kids to support. So she decided to try whatever she could to gain some extra money on the side. She started working all sorts of side jobs to make a little bit of money. I mean, she delivered phone books. She took photos of foreclosed houses. She subbed that at my high school, actually. She almost started working at a grocery store. Really, whatever she could do to gain a little bit of money, even if it were 10 bucks, she was, you know, you better believe she was doing it, because she knew that she had to take care of us. We went to a Catholic school. It was not cheap, you know, like she needed that money. So eventually she took a job at a financial services company, and it was kind of like an entry-level admin role. It was way, way below her skill set, way below her pay grade, and she was miserable. She knew that, you know, she could do much better in life, and she was just so upset that this was, you know, her everyday. She was absolutely miserable, but instead of giving up and quitting and just finding a new job, she stayed. She worked harder so she could move up the ladder, and that's exactly what she did. She impressed everybody. She impressed her bosses. They eventually actually promoted her, and they actually wanted her to become a financial advisor, which she did. She took all of the Series 7 and all of those exams that you need to become a financial advisor, and now she is absolutely killing it today. I think it's been 9 years since she first started actually at that office, and she is doing incredible, and I am just so proud of her. It's just crazy to look at her path and honestly look at all the side hustles that she did, and it's so inspirational that all the ups and downs she went through, she was always able to come out on top, and she wouldn't let anything beat her down. She's such a strong woman. She's Superman. There really is nobody in this world that's stronger than her. And I mean, one side note, actually, my mom ran a half marathon for my grandpa. He unfortunately passed away due to a stroke. And so she and her sisters decided to run a half marathon. And right before the half marathon, my mom actually ended up getting hurt. Most people at that point would be upset, and then, you know, they would just not run the marathon. But what she did was she completed that half marathon. She was on crutches, but she crutched her way the entire 13.1 miles. I mean, who does that? That's that's just one example of just truly how strong my mom is. It's insane. It's truly insane. I don't know how she does it. I wish she gave me some of her strength. Unfortunately, I'm nowhere near as strong as she is. I could go on and on, honestly, for hours about my mom and all that she has accomplished. But really, my goal for today was just to tell you my why, tell you my motivation for this podcast. I truly want to create a life for my family and my, you know, my future kids and build something that I'm proud of. I want to become my own boss, become financially independent. I want to be as present in my children's life as my mom was in our lives, in ours. And I don't have any followers. I'm not a YouTuber. I'm not an Instagrammer or a blogger or anything like that. I mean, I am truly starting at square one. But my goal is to look back in a year from now and record, you know, my 100th episode on how I was able to actually take this side hustle from scratch and turn it into something meaningful and profitable. So that's it. This is my journey to financial freedom for myself. I hope that my mom's story was able to empower you today to take that leap of faith and become the boss lady that I know you were meant to become. I'm here to tell you that you can do it. We all can. We are all smart, strong, driven, and deserving of a career that fulfills us. So, you know, let's learn from the woman on the show every week and let's listen to their stories and grow from them. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. I truly, truly appreciate it. Keep hustling. I can't wait to see what you are all capable of doing. Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review so other lady hustlers can find the show. Until next time, keep going.